going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
All right, Steve, your best guess. Where do you think Shadur goes tonight?
What do you got? Do you think he's going to Pittsburgh?
All the local people here are saying no, it's not happening. Yeah. But Donnie just theorized that they're deliberately getting bad information. The Steelers are putting it out on purpose to try to trick people now into thinking they won't take him. So
you think they do that? You think they're a smokescreen team?
Donnie, are they a smokescreen team? Is this a smoky team?
I think they definitely are.
Yes.
Besides, like, the Najee Harris pick, I feel like they like to do the
smoke. Pittsburgh's always been a smoking town.
Malik Willis to the Steelers. Let's say Shadur not going to the Saints. I think the Giants might win out on him, but then I'll probably predict him going to Pittsburgh at 21 anyway. Yeah, let's say Pittsburgh.
Ugh.
Shadur.
Man, and what grade would you give that pick?
Ooh, good question.
I don't want to grade quarterback picks. Who knows?
So is that what you do every time you talk about quarterbacks on the Check the Mic pod?
Thing.
Guys,
yeah,
who knows?
It's my new thing. A process. You need somebody.
Who do you think is the guy that is going to still be out there at 21 that would make taking Sanders over this player a very difficult position or a very difficult thing to do for the people in that room tonight?
Oh, good one. Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not trying to like cop out, but the quarterback is just such a different animal, and you know how much you need one. But I'll say, like, if Teterow and McMillan fell that far, I don't think he will. If Walter Nolan, everybody's all over the place on where Walter Nolan is. I would take him there, and I would take Kenneth Grant there. You know, those are the types of guys. If Jalen Walker, I don't know where the league's going to value him. And I know it's not maybe a need necessarily, but just the type of player.
Steve, I said to Mulsey last hour, what if the Colts don't take a tight end and the kid from Michigan's there at 21? What would you do then? Would you consider him?
I would think about it, but I'm having a tough time. And because the first round is where you should be getting your edges, your defensive tackles, your offensive tackles.
Because it's the biggest positional value on those guys because they're the most expensive to sign to second contracts. That's
yeah,
the logic.
And it's the place where you find them. It's hard to find them elsewhere. It's easier to find other positions. I'd consider Loveland. I don't know. It wouldn't feel great if you're Pittsburgh, though, with no second rounder and coming away with just a tight end in round one.
I feel you on that.
Steve, we were debating Kenneth Grant recently here in the last half hour or so. Pony termed him...
I called him a plugger.
Somewhat dismissively called him a plugger. What is Kenneth Grant, the player, as you look at his prospect profile, what he can be in the NFL, and Steve Palazzolo's opinion?
No, I think he's really quick, man. I mean, he's not just Casey Hampton there. He's not the old school zero tech nose tackle that Pittsburgh always had. I think he can get upfield. I think he can win with quickness and do it at 330 pounds. And he can also blow up plays in the run. I think Grant's fantastic all around. I think
wow.
Well worth it. Pony,
take
get
that big Sharpie. Take that big Sharpie marker and write the word plugger and then cross it
Here's
out.
Here's Tomlin on nose tackles. Put your Thinking cap on, Steve, and tell me if you think this answer makes Tomlin more likely or less likely to take a Kenneth Grant.
I think the nose is a disappearing animal, the way that the fullback is a disappearing animal in our game.
Oh, less likely. I say less likely.
Yeah.
I mean, they might not want – that's the only thing. They might not want a nose tackle that's getting upfield. And, you know, Dexter Lawrence is so good because he's not playing like a plugger, right?
That
guy blows up games.
Yes,
yeah.
He does.
Is there some Dexter Lawrence in Kenneth Grant when you make a comp like that to a current player in the NFL?
I mean, there's some of it. Lawrence is at a special level, though. I mean, we haven't seen anybody rush the passer from nose tackle like he has in the last, I don't know, since I can remember. So I wouldn't put that on him, but I think he's better than, say, Jordan Davis, who went at 13 to the Eagles a few years ago.
Who's better, Grant or just in general, which player makes a better impact on the Steelers, Grant or Derek Harmon?
I would say Grant. I think Grant's a better run defender. Grant's one of those guys, too, where his highlight reel plays, you know, I think coaches are going to look at those top 5-10 plays and say, okay, just if we can get more of that, his best 10 look like a top 10 player. And so coaches will say, hey, we want to get some of that consistency. Harmon, I think, is a little bit high pad level, gets moved in the run game a little bit more, doesn't finish as well. So I think Grant's just a better all-around player.
Steve, you saw the Fox Sports report on George Pickens yesterday, and then George did the adult thing and unfollowed the Steelers on social media right afterwards. What do you think the Steelers could realistically get for George Pickens in the next 48 hours?
I don't mean to go off of the rails here, but could you imagine, like, imagine today in the front offices, like, somebody has to report that to Omar Khan and say, hey, I don't know if you heard, but George unfollowed us on social. You know, that has to be like a real conversation.
Oh, I know.
And then somebody has to come in and be like, well, technically he never followed us to begin with. He just wiped his socials of all references to us. It's almost worse that way, Omar.
We should probably call him because he's deleting us on social. What's the question? What are we making that?
No, I'm saying, what do you think they could, what do you think they could get back for him in the next 48 hours?
Maybe a three. If DK is a two without some of the headaches, they both probably had to get paid. So I would drop it down a little bit from what DK is. More of a headache for Pickens.
Do you think that they are? Do you think that they are merely picking up the phone to receive calls, or picking up the phone to make calls on him?
I don't know. Doesn't it feel like there's just a 3 to 4 year lifespan for Steelers receivers now?
Yes, and that might even be overdoing it a little bit.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, I think they're probably calling and saying, "Let's get." And that's probably part of the strategy with, you know, trading the two for DK. Say, okay, we'll get something probably lesser back for Pickens, but we'll at least get something. It's an upgrade for that one spot, and then we'll have to either, you know, hope Roman Wilson develops, or, you know, attack it with more depth in the draft.
So Fox Sports said the Packers were serious. If you were Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin, and Green Bay offered its third round pick to you, which I think is like pick 85 for George Pickens, would you make that deal?
Because I think I'm assuming things have run its course with Pickens, and I like to look at deals moves from a really high level, you know, perspective. You spent a two for Pickens, and if you got a three back, including, you know, 3 years of service time, that is a pretty good investment.
I agree with that.
Even though you have to replace them. So I think when you look at moves holistically like that, you can definitely justify it.
Steve, let's say they don't take Shedeur Sanders. Where in the draft and which player do you think they could take at quarterback just to have somebody else in there in that quarterback room?
I don't know, like, all this Milroe hype. I mean, if he was still there in the third, that's intriguing to me. And we already talked about Kyle McCord with the 7 pick sixes in Pittsburgh. You just can't do that. Just can't let him back into the building, even though I kind of like him.
I was going to say, I think they kind of like him too. I think, like, if Kevin Colbert was still the GM, that game against Pitt would have been disqualifying, but it's a new sheriff here.
I've not mentioned this one time, so I'm kind of springing it on both you and Malzi and our listeners. Schefter, like, put out that they sent some, like, scouts to that Dakota quarterback's workout.
Oh, yeah.
What's that guy's deal? Who's this dude?
Which?
North Dakota State's quarterback.
Yes.
Tommy? South Dakota State?
Yes, that's right.
He's just he ran like a four under a 4.4. Incredible athlete. I mean, it's a late round flyer type.
Wait, you're talking about Tommy Mellott from Montana State?
Is that who you're talking about?
No, we're talking about North Dakota State's quarterback, Pony, right? I mean, we're not confusing this with Touchdown Tommy Mellott or whatever.
Not Tommy. Who's North Dakota State's quarterback? Who am I looking at here?
I don't know.
It's all a mess. Name.
It's not Carson Wentz or Trey Lance.
Cam Miller. Cam Miller from North Dakota State.
That's right. Yeah, someone just texted that to us. Cam Miller.
I mean, I see him ranked 305th on the PFF board. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
he's a late round.
Didn't the guy who put that board together just get married and there was like conversation about I was distracted doing the rankings this year? Did I see that on Twitter?
Probably. I mean, it's Trevor. It's all Trevor's right.
He's got Luke Newman of Michigan State way too low, in our opinion.
Will you give the Steelers an automatic F if they take Amari and Hampton in the first round?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, if Colston Loveland 1,000 times ahead of Amari and Hampton.
So just for the record, you'll give an F grade when Hampton is the pick, but when I ask for a grade when Sanders, all you can give me is A for process. Unbelievable,
right.
Steve.
Quarterbacks. That's how we.
Steve,
I'm trying to rethink how we evaluate quarterback prospects.
Steve,
that's how we should. We don't know anything.
I'm gonna quickly give you the PFF draft that I put out here, our final mock of the day. And I just
I'm just gonna
read the whole thing quickly to you and tell me what your grade is for it. I traded twice in the first round down to 29. Took Grant. Shadur was there at pick 61 with one of the picks I got. I took him. Traded again. DJ Giddens at pick 97. Jalen Milrow at pick 101. Will Howard at pick 128. Jalen Reed, the safety from Penn State, at 139. Miami Samuel Brown at 185. And our guy Luke Newman at 229. Just give me a letter grade for that very complicated-looking draft.
A minus. Jalen Reed ruins it. That's it. Everything else is beautiful.
Well, PFF thinks great.
It's an A. That's an A draft.
Guess what? PFF gave me an A as well, Steve. Thank you.
Steve, we'll break it all down with you next week. Thank you.
Enjoy, guys.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.